Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back to another episode
A side note.
of Side Notes, 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 Notes.
Was a good echo there. I would
Thank
appreciate
you.
that
It's
echo.
a new effect.
I think it was a very well effect.
So this week was a
Very well
blur for
effect.
me.
That was a fucking horrible sentence. A very well effect.
That made sense to me. That sounds like some shit I would say, honestly.
That's
But
not a good
I don't really know how to
sentence.
talk proper English. I don't know how to write proper English either, so
I don't know how to talk proper English. You mean speak proper
that's what I'm
English?
saying. That's one of the things that I'm not good at.
We'll work on it. We'll take like a grammar class.
Nah, I've come this far. This is it. This is as good as it's gonna get, honestly. There ain't no improvement.
I just watched a TikTok that was talking about, like, before we started, that was talking about how Reba started a show about divorce, and 10-year-old me was singing the theme song, and now I have the theme song to Reba stuck in
Yeah,
my
that show
head.
was so sick. That was a cool show.
It was a really good show, but also that was a bomb fucking theme song. Like, you can't say that was not like one of the best theme songs, especially that end where I'm a
Yeah, they don't have
survivor.
six theme songs like that anymore.
I know you texted me the other day. I'm really trying to think about it now. Like, I have to kind of figure
No, like
out, like,
it's all like music or just something quick. Like they don't have cool theme songs like that anymore. And
I
that's
blame The
what would
Walking
draw
Dead.
you in. That's what Ben was singing along to the intro, in my opinion.
I mean, this show's not on the air anymore, but Big Bang Theory had a fucking bomb theme song.
Did they sing or
The
something?
whole universe was in a hot damn speaking nearly 50 million years ago. I can't do the whole fast part of it, but yeah, they have a whole theme
I
song.
didn't know that. Well, that's
We
good.
built a wall, we beat the pyramids, math, science, history, and it goes a whole thing, and it's like it all started with a big bang, and that's like the yeah, they have a theme song.
Love that. Okay, well, at least there's
It
one.
just ended like 2 years ago, so I feel like that still counts.
Yeah, it does. Still fairly new.
Sons of Anarchy had a theme song. Yeah, Sons of Anarchy had a theme song.
Was it?
I'm not gonna sing that because I don't have the
They
words
really
of that,
had
but that
one?
yeah, no, they had a theme song. Because
No.
I have it on my phone. I'll send it to
Like
you after
actual,
this.
not this music.
Yeah.
Huh.
So some shows, yeah. I think it's like hit or miss. Some do. Pretty Little Liars had a theme song. Because it was like, got a secret, can you keep it? Put this one in the grave, gotta lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. And like it
Ooh.
went, yeah,
That
it's
was
like a
like the
whole,
creepy little lullaby.
yeah, it was a really creepy little fucking show. Like it was a, I did like their theme song too. Now I'm like really going through it because I watch a lot of fucking TV, so it's hard to remember all of the shows that have theme songs or don't.
All of
But
the
I really do, I feel like I blame Walking Dead and like Game of Thrones for people really just using music because both of them have really fucking good ass like music, just music songs. Like, because when you said like music, automatically I thought of Walking Dead and then I thought of
Oh
Game of
yeah, that's
Thrones.
true. That's iconic.
The like
Yeah.
instantly.
Everybody
And
knows
then
that.
and Game of Thrones, theirs was very like specific too.
Yeah, I actually know that. So if I heard it, I would know. And if I know it, everybody knows it. Yo,
Racks
I'm
on
so
racks, just
tired.
racks on racks.
So I woke up early today.
I know you
Okay,
texted me pretty early.
so I stayed up early. Like I didn't go to bed until like 3:30 or whatever. And I woke up whatever time I texted you and I was like, "All right, I'm going to stay up. Like I'm going to stay up because I have to be at work morning shift on Thursday." So I was like, "Well, let me take a couple of days to like readjust from night shift." And so I made breakfast and then yo, my ass fell asleep at whatever the fuck time and I just woke up not that long ago and I'm like, okay, great, because now I'm just gonna stay up all night like I didn't want to do. But yo, I was tired as like I was tired.
Yeah, it happens. Like, I think you just have to figure out kind of balancing it. Because this, I think, is your midday, like your middle day. That you're like, okay, you have to just kind of figure the ends of it. Like, ow, my nose ring hurts. I just came back to work today after being off 4 days. So I was like, I'm not in the mood for no nonsense. So I kind of was just like coasting today. Like, I was like, I'm not answering anyone's BS. And then I had Jake bring me French fries home because I forgot to get French fries with our order. And I made a vegan Sloppy Joe's for this week. And super good, by the way. And it's not like the fake meat, it's literally with beans. And tastes so good. Like, I actually made my own Sloppy Joe, like, sauce recipe and all. And I will make this again. Like, 10 out of 10, we'll make this again. It was really good. But I've been alternating between that and the pot. I made a olive oil, mushroom, and asparagus pasta for dinner. So, like, I've been alternating between eating the either the Sloppy Joes or the pasta. So, like, I switch them off between lunch and that. But I realized I never ordered, like, I wanted to get sweet potato fries and I didn't order them. So I was like, Jake, bring me fries home. So I just ate that.
Where do you get sweet potato fries from?
Just for, like, you can order a bag of sweet potato fries and I can make them in the air fryer.
Oh, like a freezer. I don't know why I was thinking like fast food. I'm like, where can you get potato fries fast
You
food?
could if you like ordered it like from a chain like Outback or something, but not like an actual like.
Yeah, I was thinking like fast food.
Yeah, I need to put that on my list though because I like having them so I can make them in the air fryer. Because I just personally I hate having to cut the potatoes to make sweet potato fries. That's just a pain in the ass for me personally.
Okay, well, cutting any type of vegetable is a pain in the ass, and I, you know, we're a pre-cut girl.
You are. I don't mind. I don't mind cutting them and like cooking them. Like, I really cooked my ass off this weekend on Sunday. Like, I was tired as fuck by the time I was done because I did kickball and that. And I was really glad I was off Monday. Like, I cooked so much that I was like, I'm super. If I had to work the next day, I was like, oh, I would have been real tired. I need to figure out what I'm making for next week.
Yo, I do love mushrooms. I don't like them raw though. I'm not a raw dog and mushroom, but like I love some mushrooms. They're so good.
Yeah, this pasta is like a super like I found it on Instagram as like a one dish like meal because it's like, oh, if you have these in your fridge, and I just duplicated it to make it for the week, but it's just like pasta, asparagus, and mushrooms, and you like saute them in olive oil, and then you drizzle the olive oil to make it like a little like butter sauce to go over the pasta and salt, pepper, and whatever seasonings, and it's really good.
That sounds bomb.
I couldn't find the lentil pasta that lentil pasta that I wanted, so I got a whole grain penne pasta. But it was really good.
Yo,
I like
lentils
it.
are the shit. It has like this little like peppery taste. I don't know if I'm just tripping, but like it's so good.
Yeah. I just thought about it. If I wanted to, I could also add falafels on top of that. I might do that tomorrow. Like
Oh
toast two
my God.
falafels and add it.
That sounds so good.
Pretty much good. But no, I haven't been doing much either. Like, I really chilled out this week, like, while I was off. It was just like chill. And then I realized I'm gonna have off next Monday because of Memorial Day. So I was like, dope.
Have off Mondays anyway, so it doesn't really
True.
affect me.
True. I'm mad as fuck though, because I went outside to, like, you know how I like to just sit out in the yard and either read or listen to podcasts, and I was trying to listen to Morbid podcast, and there was a shit ton of cicadas, and I,
Oh, that's right. That's a thing there right now.
yep,
I saw
and
everybody talking about
I guess they were hibernating because they weren't awake, but our
it.
whole tree was like covered in them, and I was like,
Yeah. Ew, was it loud?
no, that's what I'm
They're
saying.
quiet?
I think they were either dead or like hibernating before opening, and that's what freaked me out more.
Are they
Like,
normally loud?
I feel like they make noise. I feel like they make some kind of noise, and these weren't. And that's what I think was more scary. I mean, it doesn't help. I'm also listening to like a murder podcast, but like, I was like, So I like moved my chair back to like on the steps area,
No, I
and was
don't
just
do
like,
that.
because I wanted to just like sit in the sun. Like, I work inside, but then I was like, I can't close my eyes because if one of these things touches me, I'm gonna be that neighbor. Like, they're gonna see me running and screaming and then realize that it's just a bug. So I was like on high alert as I was listening to my podcast.
Cicadas, I don't fuck with them.
Nah, fam. Remember our fucking sixth grade party?
I was gonna bring that up. Yeah, at the our swim thing.
Yep. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. This one kid who will not be named fucking put one on me, and I'll never forget that. I will never forget that. I was terrified.
It was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking jerks. Like, they, I don't know. I just feel like when you're in elementary school, that is such a typical, like, I don't want to put this fucking bug on you and make you cry. Not saying you cried, but such a little.
I mean, jerk. I screamed and I jumped in the fucking pool. Like, that was my, like, way of saving my life. I thought I was dying. Like, and it's not just a, like, a little boy thing. The Jake and I think I talked about it on the podcast before. Jake fucking scared me the first time, like, we all hung out at a party at his house by his dog, Claire. Rip Claire, because she a real one. She brought in a cricket spider, was on her back, and he brought it and put it in my fucking face. And
why?
I don't know. He was like, hey, look. And I like, and then he chased me and I hauled. I mean, I don't know why we're married, because I, that was not a great first, like, it wasn't a first impression, but like a impression. And I hauled ass into his dad's bathroom that had a fucking jacuzzi tub. And Alan was in there chilling, minding his business, trying to have a good time, living his best life, you know, as one does in a hot tub. And I came running in and he thought like someone was trying to murder me because I was karate chop kicking the door, trying to not let Jake come in. He fell out of the hot tub and like bruised his shins because he like jumped out of the tub thinking something was actually like vitally wrong. Because I was like,
there is something wrong. He has a fucking cricket spider. Those motherfuckers are scary.
Yeah, but
no, I'll take a cicada over a cricket spider.
Yes,
no,
yes, I will take a cicada over a cricket spider. But like, homeboy was not about it. I remember when we got Kovu. Because remember, we lived at the assistant living in the basement, and I used to come home and cricket spiders, we were in the basement, so cricket spiders would just be like, what up, bitch? And I'd be like, no, I'll burn this bitch down. And I remember my dad would get so pissed because I'd be like, can you come kill the cricket spider? I was like, I can't sleep in my room because there's like a cricket spider. We got Kovu because Mr. Frankers was old as fuck and just didn't care anymore. Like, he'd be chilling on the bed with a cricket spider next to him, and I'd be like, bro.
Yo, we just chilling. Like, he's not bothering me. I'm not bothering him. So
I'm like, hello, sir, do something. And when we got Kovu, I didn't see cricket spiders no more. Her little bitch ass fucking was a hunter. You know what I did find, though? I'd find their legs sometimes, like, dead around the house. And I'd be like, Kovu, you're a lady. Fucking clean up your mess.
Gross. Eat them. I guess it's like a crab. You know how, like, you don't really eat the legs? Maybe that's what it is. Like, she just eats, like, the middle part.
I don't know. I had to kill a giant spider in our tub the one day here. I think I called you.
I was very distraught.
Because Jake told me, because I was terrified, and I was like, I can't do it. And Jake was gone.
He was already gone. I really can't bring myself up to killing a spider. Like, especially... There's fucking so many bugs here because I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere, and there's always fucking spiders all over the place. Like, well, Kevin sprayed around the house, and I hope they don't show up, but there was fucking one that was in the guest room, like, near the fucking side table. It was a big... It was big, and I thought it was a black widow, and I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck is this? But it was a huge motherfucker.
That's how this one was. This one was like bigger than a quarter. And I was like, Jake, I need you to turn around. And he's like, I'm not turning around. And he's like, my boy, I forgot that Jake is like not like me, where when I get up, I'm up. Like, my mind's just working, like I'm wide awake. And he's not. Like, it takes him some time before he's functioning in the morning. And so he was like, I'm not turning around. And I was like, I'm not gonna be able to shower. Like, I was like, I can't. And he's like, I was like, what if it's poisonous and kills the cats?
That's always my thought too.
Bro, he said close the door so that they won't go in there. And I was like, Jake, it's a spider. It's gonna crawl under the door. So then I was like, I have to save my cats. I have to save them. So I went in there conquering all my fucking fears. I took a video of it first just so I could show Jake how big that fucking motherfucker was.
Yo.
And I took the video from afar. I like zoomed in on that. I actually just deleted that video the other day because I was deleting shit. But I got the broom and I was ready. I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And I moved in and it moved. And I was like, no, the fuck, I'm not. Cats, you're on your own. And I like ran the fuck out. And then I was like, no, I need to save them. I need to save my cats. Like, I can't let them die this way. So then I went in and I fucking went off. Like, I was just smashing it. Like, I went crazy. And I like, one of its legs twitched and I went like wild again. And then I had to like sweep it up and I was like, if you fucking move, like, I'll light your ass on fire. And I killed it and I felt really proud about myself. But then I like, by the time I got to work, I was still flustered and my boss was like, you look like you're upset. And I was like, I had to kill a spider this morning. I had a lot going on before I got here. It was intense.
I showed you that picture of that huge tarantula that was in my closet.
I mean, it was not a tarantula, but yes, I think you should totally tell.
I'm about to post it on the fucking pod.
You should. You should.
I don't know if you were going with this, but I swear to God, I don't think I've ever seen a spider this big. And it was in my closet.
That was his house now.
Yeah. And it was on my clothes and I was trying to get ready. And it was literally on my bra that I needed because it was the white one. And I was wearing a light shirt. And I'm like, motherfucker. And I called my Nana.
I remember being on the phone with you and you're like, I gotta call you back. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay?
My grandmother, that sweet woman, she fucking, because Kevin wasn't home. But you know what? Kevin's kind of a jerk anyway. Like sometimes if there's a spider, he like won't kill it. And I'm like, Kevin, fuck.
Jake's the same way.
Anyway, so I'm having a fucking mental breakdown and I'm babysitting. Anyway, I called my grandmother and I was like, can you please come over and help me kill it? She's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, she's saving the day, honestly. So I'm sitting on my bed, like terrified, watching this motherfucker, making sure he doesn't move. But even if he did move, like there, honestly, there isn't anything I'm going to do. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to scream. But she came and she killed it. And then I like sprayed the inside of the closet. I'm scrolling through my pictures right now, try to find it.
But didn't he get away for a second?
He did. But, and it freaked me out even more because I'm like, we're never going to find it. Because I think it was a wolf spider. And those are legitimately poisonous. No. It was not a wolf spider. I'm a fucking idiot. It was a brown recluse, I think.
That's what, yeah.
And those, like, can kill you. I don't know if they can kill you, but they can fuck up an animal, like, real bad. Because we see them at work a lot, like a spider bite.
Yeah, their spider bites can fuck you up pretty bad.
Where is it?
Well, I hope you find that picture, I'm going to move past this because I'm starting to have, like, the heebie-jeebies, and I feel like I have curly hair and my fucking hair falls out and it's curly, so then it feels like something's touching me all the time. So we're gonna move past this. So we're gonna X this. So obviously Jake and I are in the process of looking for a house. So with that, it's come up with, you know, decorating said home. And I was really thinking about, like, we talked about it before, how you and I have very different styles. And I was thinking about the fact that, like, there's so many different, like, styles you can do. You could do boho, you could do farmhouse, you could do traditional, you could do transitional.
Can I interrupt you really quick?
You have no idea what those styles are?
No. So, you know how we were just talking about spiders and stuff? So, like, how you say, like, I'm getting, like, cringy, like, I'm, like, you know, just, like, weird. So, I'm in my guest room.
And there's a spider?
And I have, no, so, I mean, I hope not. So I have a bag, and in the guest room, like, on the bed, that's where we keep, like, the extra toilet paper and the paper towels. Well, it fell, but it was, I don't know, but, like, I was already, like, on edge, and it, like, I don't know if you heard it, but it fell, and I'm just like, huh, like, I was laughing.
No, I didn't hear it, but that is the best. That's me all the time. I literally forget Jake's home and I'll be listening to my podcast and then he comes around out of the room and I'd like jump as if I don't live with someone. Like, I'm like, get out of my house. And then I'm like, I live with someone.
Get out.
Like, go the fuck away. But no. So I was just thinking of it, like, there's all those different styles. So, like, what style do you feel like you are the most comfortable with, or that you like speaks to you for decorating a house?
I like a good farm style. Like, I love buffalo print. I've been obsessed with that lately. And I like vin like old, like distressed furniture, you know? Like, I don't know, I just like the farmhouse distressed look, old looking type of thing. That's
Can I
usually
be
what I go.
100% honest with you?
What?
I am not a big on the farmhouse. I don't love it. I don't love it. And it's so popular. I know
We sure
so
are.
many people love it, but I just feel like it's, I'm not with it. I'm just not 100% with it. I feel like if anything, I'd go with more of like a minimalistic
That's very you.
transitional. So like I feel like transitional, you can take pieces from like boho, maybe farmhouse if you want, or traditional, and add it to where you make it to where it's like those little pops of something. And I like that style where it's very like minimalistic, but then you can add like little pieces that kind of pull the room together. Which is something that I've had to really think a lot about with, us getting a house. I'm like, oh, I don't want to have, I don't one, I don't like clutter. I don't like to have a lot of stuff unless it's books. Like, and even that, I'm constantly looking at ways to rearrange how those books would be and how it would look. And I go through phases of, we've talked about it on the podcast before. If I'm like, do I want to arrange my books by series? Do I want to arrange it by color? Like how, like I get very about that, but I don't. Like, I feel like a lot of the times, farmhouse, most of the time when I see people do farmhouse, it's also very overly cluttered.
And that's my shit. I love all the little knickknacks and I'm probably gonna get a lot of shit for this, but I'm a fake plant queen. I love a good fake plant to just like put anywhere for like a cute, because
Can
I
you hold
think
on to
you
interrupt
can do
you?
it. What?
Is Kevin watching like some gaming tournament right now?
No, he's playing a video game and my door, I'm in the guest room door is shut. So like
No,
I
it's because Jake came home because he's like some fucking tournament for gaming was on, and I heard him a minute ago, but he got quiet, and then I heard Kevin just now, so I was like, oh my God, or if they're watching the same fucking
Or maybe
tournament,
they
I will
are.
die. I was like, I
Honestly,
will die.
I don't know what he's doing in there. I don't ask.
Well, no, I didn't ask. Jake came home and was in like a fucking rush, like a goddamn tornado. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mind? Do you want me out of the way? Like, what's going on? And he was like, there's a tournament on. I was like, okay, I'm gonna be podcasting. And he was like, fucking Hurricane Jake coming through. So I like got out of the way and he like hauled ass into his game room for this. So, but no, sorry, continue. My bad.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Oh, you love your fake fucking plants.
Oh, yeah. I do love a good fake plant. And you know what? They look real because I'm pretty sure, I don't know who it was. I think it was Ariana or whatever. So, like, when she came over that one day, because we were going to go to San Diego to go skate, she came here first and went to the restroom. And because I have like a little tropical theme going in the bathroom, you know, like I have like my shower curtain and whatever. So there's fake plants in there. And we were at work the other day and she was talking about plants. And I was like, yeah, I don't own any real plants. And she's like, those plants weren't real. And I'm like, no, like that's an illusion. They're fake. I don't know how to keep them alive.
See, I like plants. Like I would like having fake plants, but I also feel like I don't want overabundance of it. I want it to be like make sense in a room. And I also, this is something that I want my house to seem co cohesive. Like something that currently bothers me is I feel like we have a lot of different pieces from different people because obviously like we moved in our first house and like there's some stuff that we bought and then there's some stuff that people were like, oh, we're getting new stuff, like family or whatever, we're getting new stuff, so do you want this? And of course we fucking were 22, 23 when we moved in here, so we're like, fuck yeah, free stuff. And which is great and I super appreciate it, but it also was not our style. And so I feel like it doesn't, all of our rooms have a kind of different style. And I now, especially that we're looking at a house, I want my house to be more cohesive. Like I would like it to, it doesn't have to everything be the same, but it would seem more of the kind of cohesive style across the house. instead of like one room looks this like farmhouse and this room looks like it would have more of a centralized style across the board. And I, this one of the girls I follow, she's building a house and she was talking about that. She's like, I don't want to have, this is something stupid, but it made me think of it. She's like, I don't want to have my downstairs kitchen faucets be rose gold, but then upstairs the ones are silver. She's like, I want it all to kind of be the same standardized across the board and make the same sense of how it is. Or, and I don't know, it was just something that I thought about and I was like, I really, that's the same thing. Like, I would like all across the board my house to have the same kind of set standard and then play it up to different rooms.
I feel like that. Well, I kind of have to do that here because like it's all one room, like the living room and the dining room and the kitchen, like they're all next to each other.
Yeah,
so same. With that, it has to match, because if not, it's gonna look stupid. But for my bathroom, like I don't have it. Well, I don't even think my style right now is really farmhousey. I just have a bunch of shit everywhere. But like the bathroom is like, I have like a tropical vibe going. Like it, there's green, and then I have like the fake plants in there and like pictures of, I think there's like a picture of like a toucan and like a parrot or some shit, but it just is cute, but it doesn't, it's not farmhousey.
Yeah. I think mine's more of, my bathroom's dark. I have a lot of, because our bathroom's all white. So I feel like I want it more contrast with that. So I have like the black shower curtain, the black placemat. I used to have this like ironwork thing on the walls, but when they repainted it, I never put it back up. And since we started looking for a house, I was just like, whatever. But I liked the contrast. Mm-hmm. And then I had, I don't have it now, but I did have, it was like a gold trim, pump that was for our, what is it, soap dispenser. But I just recently got rid of that because I got something, a new soap dispenser. But I like tried to keep, like, I liked the white, gold, and black. Like, I liked how that looked together.
Right.
But that was also the other thing I wanted to talk about is like, when you're renting, do you feel comfortable like really going ham decorating?
100%. Before I even moved in here, I asked my landlord, I'm like, the first thing I was like, can I hang pictures up? Because obviously I wouldn't be banging holes in the wall. And she's like, yeah, like, go for it. I don't care. So then that's when I just started going for it. One of the things, actually going back to this, like, so since our bedroom is connected to like a bathroom, you know, it's like, one of the things I do is my comforter needs to match that shower curtain in some manner. Like, if, cause I don't, not that it really matters, but like, I just have to have it match, just because like, if the door's open, you can see the bathroom. So like, I just need it to match.
No, I like that a lot.
Like right now, it, like our shower curtain is like a, I can't really describe. It's like this pattern. It's like blue, white, black type of thing. But our comforter is gray, but it matches with the curtain. I don't know. That's just one thing I for sure have to do.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, I think that was, I definitely asked our landlord if I can hang stuff up. And I think I went a little overboard for a while because I was more, when I first moved in, I was like, oh, I want to hang everything up. And like, since we've been here a while more, I've been more about taking more stuff down and keeping it kind of a little bit more what I actually like and I've moved into. But I think that's also very hard because like, technically, well, one, when we first moved in, I didn't think we were going to be here as long as we did. So I never really painted, but our landlord said we could. If I would have foreseen us staying here as long as we did, I definitely would have painted. Just because, like, it would have been more the style that I wanted.
I only painted the guest room, but I did ask her permission if I could paint, and she said, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to paint too much because I don't know if we have to paint, if we're the ones that have to, like, repaint over whatever color. That's just a lot of work for me, and I'm not trying to do that.
And also because, like, the colors I'd want to paint are not super soft colors either. So I'd be more comfortable like doing it when it's my own house.
Mm-hmm.
Cause even if like we have to move, Like, I know I'd be selling this house opposed to, like, I'm just renting. So, like, I don't want to paint something. Because, like, I really want to do a chevron wall, but it would be matte black and glossy black for one wall in our room. Like, the wall our bed's on. Like, I'm super obsessed with that kind of idea.
I like the wall, the one wall color look. I do think that's
Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with that. But I'm like, we don't. Like, we live here, but we don't live here. So, but we're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna talk about some more decorating and house things. And
more.
we'll, some more, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor's a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Guys, so the other big thing I wanted to really get into is decorating with your spouse and making sure that both of your styles are representing it. Because
I don't do that. It's all about me. 100% all about me. I think he doesn't care. Like, it's like he doesn't give a fuck.
I don't really hear at the apartment, but like while we're looking for a house right now, like there are things that Jake doesn't care on certain things, but there's some things that he's like, oh yeah, I really love this. And I'm like, that's a hard no, dog. Like, we looked at this one kitchen and it was a hard no. It was a no-no.
I feel and like things like that he would care about, but when it comes to like decorating, like
but well, this is why I'm saying it. Sorry, this is why I'm saying it is I when we're looking at this house, I'm basing it off of in my head how I'd want to decorate the house.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm looking at these rooms, Jake is seeing them and like cool because he probably isn't going to decorate them, and meanwhile I'm looking at them and seeing like the big picture of how we would decorate the house, and I'm like and so but I also do try to make sure like everything in our house to me I would like I want it to feel like it's our space.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that he's like super yes about or if he doesn't like something, I always am like, oh, cool. Do you like this that I just moved this around? Mind you, I also rearrange our house like 500 times a year because I get bored. So he sometimes wakes up and our whole living room's rearranged. No big deal.
I wish I could do that. Like, I just don't have the space.
I mean, I only can rearrange it like two of three ways. But of those two or three ways, I do probably like every three quarters of a year. Like, I'm like, I need to redo it. But I think that sometimes making sure that it's both of your home can be tricky because if Jake had his way, we'd probably have like a leather, one of those gross like brown leather couches.
I hate leather. Fuck no. Will I ever get anything leather? Like I don't fuck with the leather couches or the chairs. No, those are the worst.
Same. I think it's hard when you are trying to decorate and make sure that you're both represented, but also that, like, as I said, it makes sense for your house.
I don't know. I do the decorating. It's all me. Like, I don't, it's whatever. It sounds rude, but it's just like, whatever I like, I'm going to set it up how I want it. I mean, he hasn't said anything about it, which I don't know if he would, but honestly, I also don't think he cares.
No, I mean, I don't think Jake really cares either. He's pretty much said I can do whatever as long as I don't touch his game room, which one of these days.
I don't touch his game. I don't touch Kevin's game room. What he does in there is his business. Like, I don't clean it. I don't. That's all him.
No, one of these days I'm going to make that room look better. I don't really go. I don't really clean that room either. But like, if I'm vacuuming, like, I'll go in there and vacuum in there because I can't. But I have ideas of how it would look much better. And I'm like, you know, I'll like pop in and I'm like, hey, you know, if you rearrange these things and moved it this way, this would be great. But I think when I am decorating, I in my mind, I'm like, would he like this too? Just because I don't want it to just solely seem like it's just my house. Because I have a big personality and I do like more minimalistic things. And my husband also is very quick to just say yes to whatever someone wants to give him and bring home.
I'm kind of almost like that too.
Yeah. I think you and Jake would live in a very similar house and be fine with like every single knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a damn bone coming home.
I mean,
with
I do say no to certain furniture things, but I do like knick-knacks. Like how the house is set up now, that's I like it. Like I like the hutch and I like putting I like to redecorate it, and especially like if I'm dusting it, obviously I have to take everything out and dust the shelf, and then when I put everything back, I like to, you know, rearrange it, put something new in there. Gives me something to do. I like it. I like
all that. I literally look at stuff all the time and I'm like, can I get rid of this? Like, I literally can't stand having.
I think too much I get that stuff. From my grandmother, because growing up, Granny had a bunch of shit all over the house. Like, she had like a china cabinet or whatever that had, it was like all glass and mirror. And there was like a bunch of shit in there. And she just had, like, a lot of little things everywhere. So I think that's probably where I vibed it from. Like, I just...
So did my family. So did my family. I think that's why I don't... No offense, family.
You are very opposite from your family, so...
Yeah, I think that's why. Like, they all kept... Like, I think... I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but, like, I saw my mom, like, 2 months ago, and homegirl still had my fucking letter T bag that I had from sixth grade that had, like, my name and a studded.
It was just, like, yours or something, right? Or...
She's like, do you still want these? And she had my Mary-Kate and Ashley bag. And I'm like, no, girl. Like, I mean,
cool. Like, yes, I've been looking all over for that Mary-Kate and Ashley bag.
Right. I was like, this is cool and all, but, like, no. I was like, I am not keeping this. Like, give it to the girls. Like, the girls might want it, not the tea bag, because neither of them, their names start with that. But like, I'm not. Homegirl had some shorts that I wore in fifth grade. Y'all know, y'all don't, but Ashley knows. I look like George Lopez with my big ass head and a tiny ass body. Those were not fitting me. Those probably wouldn't go on my fucking calf. So I was like, I don't need these. I don't keep things like that. Like, I'll keep pictures. Like, there's random things that I do have and I keep. Like, I have cards. I have all of our cards from the wedding that people, like, wrote into. Actually, no, I don't. I'm lying about that. I kept certain ones. I have pictures and I have, like, random things. But a lot of stuff I keep it if it's like a certain sentimental value, but otherwise, yeah, like I'm not keeping shit.
I don't keep things like that either. I do have my Spirit Week shirt from high school that I made. Same. Like I have that because that's, you know, that's cool. Like I made that with some people, like some friends, and like I literally remember the shit out of that day. Like I remember every detail. So I'm like, I really like this shirt. And I'm gonna keep it.
Like I literally think the only thing that I would consider like decoration, quote unquote, that's in my house that I keep that is a lot of space is books. Like that is the only thing. Like otherwise, like I will look through our house and I'll be like, do we need that? Do we need to keep that much stuff? Why do we need that? And I'll get rid of it. Like I cannot stand it having too much shit. It drives me crazy.
And then Ask a Mortician girl that I watch on YouTube. She had an episode about minimalists And like a lot of them are saying, like, when they pass away, it's just easier on their loved ones when they go through their stuff.
That's true too. Y'all are stuck with my books, and y'all bet. I'm just saying, the right people better get the right books. I'm gonna write it in my will.
But it's, yeah, like, minimalist is, I get, that's very you. I just, like, I'm a clutter girl. Give me some fake plants.
Meanwhile, I'm like, let me get rid of this. I go through my desk multiple times, like, in a month to, like, clear out things. I can't. But you wanted to talk about something that I, oddly, speaking of clearing out stuff, but I actually do.
And this topic was decorating for the holidays. I remember, I just don't have time to do it. But my Aunt Robin, she would decorate literally every single holiday, like Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, like every single holiday, she would always decorate the house. And it was so cute. And I mean, I'll do my hutch up if it's like a holiday. Well, this year I didn't because I'm fucking tired and I don't have any time. But I would decorate it for, like, you know, Memorial Day. I would put a whole bunch of, like, red, white, and blue shit in there. But, you know, when it comes to Christmas, I really go ham. And, like, I put, speaking of knickknacks, bitch, shit is everywhere. There's Santa Clauses. We got snowman. Like, I go pretty hard for Christmas. But when it comes to, like, the other little holidays, I wish I had more time.
Dude, I put a lot more shit, and I've been trying to acquire, this is what's funny, is that I will actually, and I've been trying to acquire more shit for spooky season, because that's the one that I will decorate. Oh, I decorate the house too. Yeah, for spooky season, like, and I will decorate, like, probably this, like, second to last week of September. Like, I 100% want to decorate for Halloween, and I've been trying each year to get more stuff that I want to put around the house. So for, like, Halloween, I definitely do. I have a fall shower curtain that out.
Love that.
Yeah, I put my fall shower curtain that comes out the beginning of September, because I don't care what anyone says. I think fall starts in September. I know people don't believe that because it's still technically summer, but it spooky season starts September 1st, so suck my dick. So I have a fall shower curtain that comes out then, and then it goes away that second to last week of September, and my Halloween. And we have two different Halloween shower curtains. One that has, like, it says, like, boo, and it has, like, little bones and stuff, and it glows in the dark. And then another one that Jake actually brought home that's, like, a man standing, like, it looks like a man with a machete standing. It's actually, that one I don't like as much because I fucking think I'm gonna get murdered. Yeah. So I sometimes forget. So I'm always like, well, take a minute. But I decorate really heavily, and then the fall one comes back out on November 1st, and it's up for all of November. And then December 1st, I will decorate for Christmas. But we've talked, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast before. I actually, November, like, I will decorate for Christmas on Black Friday. Like, all of my Christmas stuff will be up on Black Friday because I take it down December 26th because Jake's birthday is on New Year's Eve, and I try not to, like, I try not to mesh them. Like, I don't want Christmas to fall over for it. So I always take all the Christmas stuff down after it. Plus, it's just easier because I do have, I don't have a lot, but I have a decent amount of Christmas stuff. And I think we've talked about it before, or we've kind of talked about it before, that I'd like to start really getting into celebrating the other holidays as well. So I really want to decorate through it. But after that, I don't really decorate for any other things throughout the year. But, like, fall and winter holiday shit is, like, my jam. But Halloween, like, for sure.
I agree too. I think I definitely 100% I do decorate more, like, in the fall seasons. And I remember when I used to live with Ashley, that was one of the main things I always want to do. Like, I just wanted a shower curtain to match the season of whatever it was, but she wasn't in for it, and I never did it. So now that I can do it here, I do have hella shower curtains for no reason.
Yeah. But
I do like doing that too. Like, I don't like being scared. I don't like the whole Halloween vibe, just because I'm not into horror. Like, that's not me. But I do like decorating for Halloween. Like, I put like pumpkin stuff everywhere, and yeah. I have, as much as I hate spiders, I have like spider candle holders, which are super cute. So like, I'll decorate for that. And the same with Thanksgiving. Not really Thanksgiving. It's just like a fall thing. Like, I'll have like, the pumpkins out and like the orange colored, brown color things.
Yeah, I want to acquire more stuff for spooky season to keep out. That might just end up being what's in my house too. Because I saw, as much as I said I want to be a minimalist, I did see this woman who did like an American Gothic like theme for her house that was all like older, like 1800s looking, like that's dark cute. Gothic looking I would house. Be, and yeah. I was like, oh, this is also my jam. That but is. I was like, can I make it minimal, but like also all fucking dark? But yeah, no, I do decorate 100% for the holidays. Well, those holidays. I did get to a point where I was about to, like, Kohl's is really good for, like, if you want to buy shit for the holidays for like different seasons, they literally will have each season. So like, I was on a point where I was like, oh, I'll get like a snow one for January, and then I'll get Valentine's Day one for February, and then I'll do a St. Patrick's Day one. And then I was like, this is getting a little wild, so stay tuned to when we get a house, because that might actually just end up happening.
I think it's cute.
Who knows, I might just end up with each month, or I'll just end up being me and having like my fucking all black one, and then just doing it for Halloween and fall and Christmas, because we have a Christmas shower curtain too.
I just got a new one last year. It has it came with a toilet seat cover.
Oh, well, so those are cute.
Because it has like, because it's snowmen. And usually every year for Christmas, when I do the what's that fucking thing called? The bathroom, it is a snowman theme. Like I have, it's like a red shower curtain with snowmen all over it. And then it came with like the toilet seat cover thing that has a snowman. And then the rug and all my little knickknacks.
Paddywhack. Sorry. Just keep going. Yeah. I wonder if other people do that, or if we're just, I know other people have to do that.
100%. Like, my aunt is super cute when it comes to decorating for the holidays. And it's never too much. It's always the perfect amount to celebrate the, like, a little holiday. Like St. Valentine's Day. Like Valentine's Day.
There is a St. Valentine's. We can talk about that in our Valentine's Day episode plug. That, so go back to that episode and listen.
Yeah, it was cute. It's cute. I want to do that one day if I ever have the time or energy.
So that basically tells me that we both go to people's house and we pay attention to what they decorate.
I 100% do that. If I do go to someone's house, I scan the entire room. I see like what's their vibe, like what little things do they like, little trinkets that they have laying around, or like their style, like the type of, you know, how they have this set up. Or, and sometimes what I'll do is like, if I'm there, I'd be like, how would I decorate? Like, how would I move the couch? Like, would I put the couch here, or would I like have it over here on this side?
Do you know what's super funny to me about that is you do that, but you don't scan when you're out and about to like make sure your safety. But I scan when I'm in people's houses, one, just to know like how am I getting out? Like if there's other exits, but I also scan because I am always curious if I would change something, or if I have something the same, and would I is that a way I would decorate it? Like if people have, I saw a picture of someone's house and I saw that they used their TV stand as a bookshelf because they didn't have like a TV box. So now I've been, because I've ran out of room on my bookshelf, so I've been using our TV stand to put my other books on. And I was like, oh, that's so fucking clever. So, like, I'll scan people's houses when I come in because I'm like, oh, I always like, I especially like to see how people put up family pictures.
I was literally, I swear to goodness, that was, I was literally going to say that. Like, I like looking at family pictures or just in like pictures that they have on the wall or on the table. Like, I think it's cute.
Well, see, I do such opposite ways. I always struggle with, I want to like hang pictures, but again, I don't, no offense to anyone who overly has them. I hate when it seems overly done. And sometimes I feel like when we moved in here, I felt like I had to put every like picture of Jake and I ever up. And I hate now, I'm like, oh, I feel like it's too much. So I mean, always there like is to a see. Point.
No, there is a point to where you have too fucking much family stuff as compared to like just the right amount. Like, I get it. Like, you're into your family and stuff, but like, you don't want to overdo it.
Like, Kim, I think I love, like, she has the perfect amount up. And she's also, like, shout out to Kim if she's listening. She is on fucking point with switching her pictures out. Like, let me tell you, when we do her family pictures, like, my girl gets them bitches printed, like, the next day and, like, switches out. Like, they have a one family frame that's, like, this is us or something. And, like, my girl gets the, like, when we do an updated family picture, she gets that new picture printed out and it's on, like, in that frame. And it, like, she's just on point. Like, I love how tasteful and Shannon too, like it's like a good amount. And I feel like anytime I'm at their house, I'm like, ooh, I'd like to do that because it's just the right amount of pictures. And like, but that's the other thing is I really also like to just see like art pictures in people's homes. Right. And that's something I really want to like buy more art and put it on the walls. But I also, like you said, I like to see how people set up like couches and stuff because I'm always trying to figure out, like, I personally love sectionals. And when we get a new house, like, I cannot wait to get rid of the sectional we have now. Well, Jake's basement, but I want to get a new sectional. But I'm always like, how do I want to set this up? Honestly, I want to get rid of pretty much almost all the furniture that we have.
I would too, honestly. Like if we were in the process of getting a house, like I would get rid of everything. Like everything we have, I'm like, nah, I want new shit.
There is some stuff that I'm like, oh yeah, we're definitely getting rid of. Other stuff, there's just like, I'm like, oh, we can keep this for like other purposes or whatever. But there's just definitely some stuff I'm like, oh no, we're getting new of this. But like the couch was something that even prior to us planning on moving, I was like, oh, I want to get a new couch. And then I was like, well, since we're going to move, like, why don't we just wait and do it then? Like, I'd rather just wait and get a new couch. But
I for sure know, like, I do want a new couch, but I for sure know, fuck no with leather and the suede. Because, like, our couch right now is suede and I don't like it. It's hot. Like, you, like, in the wintertime, it's cute. Like, because, you know, you're a little frigid, put a little blanket on, it's nice. But, like, right now, in the summertime, like, it's hot. And I'm just not with it. I think I would want like a material, just like a cloth, or I don't know if that's really how to describe it, but I just don't like it. Not for me.
Yeah, I definitely kind of stare down. And I also stare down what furniture they have for like, I will straight up be like, where did you get that? Because I'm always looking at things I can switch out for furniture. I'm like, oh, where did you get that? Because I'm gonna probably go buy that.
I do that.
Like Sean and Kim, I asked them 100% when they got their new sectional like a few years back. I was like, I need to know where you got that because I love it. Because it has this swivel chair that's by itself. Like there's a sectional and there's this like round chair. And it is the most comfortable fucking chair. Like every time I'm at their house, I'm like, I'm sitting in that chair. That's my chair. I have to fight with the children about it because they like it because it spins. So obviously like the kids and I'm like, I just like it because it's like their couch is super comfortable, but like the chair is like my favorite thing ever. And they did tell me where they got it from. So I was like, I'm hoping that one Jake and I was like, if that's still around, like I want that. I will steal your couch. Thank you.
If I do get I for sure want a sanctional, like another one. But I, like, the one mine's, like, a fake-ass sectional, though. Like, it's the ottoman. I just, like, push it up against the couch to create the sectional. But sometimes it's a pain in the butt because, like, it scoots out from the actual couch. Yeah. So if I get a sectional, like I want that shit to connect. Cause if I'm chilling and relaxing, like I hate it when my ass falls through it. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Our couch, our sectional is one that's not connected. So it separates. And I hate that too. Another thing that I look at when I go to other people's is how they set up their kitchens, especially if they have like, so we don't have a lot of counter space. So I like to see when people set up like little coffee bars and make like their own, like other spaces in it, because it gives me ideas. Because like that's, I'm gonna make like a little makeshift coffee bar probably wherever we move, even if I have enough counter space, because now that I've seen that, I'm like, I'm really into that, like having like this own separated space for like where you do make do your coffee.
My god, what is that called? Not vibe, but like when you're inspiration. That's it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I think I go to people's house and I'm always like, I like that. Or I'll see, like, as I said, like, no offense to all the my farmhouse people, I'm like, it's not for me. It's a 10 out of 10, not for me.
But even if it's the style's not for me, I can I get it, because it's like, that's them. Like, that's you. Like, yeah. I get that. Like, that's this person.
Yeah. I'm like, I can see it. Like I can see, and a lot of the people that because I know a lot of people who do farmhouse. I'm like, it makes sense for them.
You know what else is real big too? The farmhouse and the like a beach.
Yes.
The beach thing has been like a real big thing lately too.
Yeah. Or people adding, actually, I'm gonna send you the one girl from Teen Mom too. She like did a whole remodel and they built her house, and hers is like farmhouse, but it's also like she adds like animal print, but it's not like the traditional like cheetah print. It's very interesting the way hers is set up, that it's almost minimalistic, but then it's like farmhouse. It's hers is very interesting. Like I oddly like hers more than I thought I would, because I think it's, she does a lot of this like simple colors, but then adds like
little pops.
Yeah, it's very, I'll send you it, because I actually think you would like it somewhat. Not 100% because it's not your vibe, but a little bit. So it was definitely something I was shocked at. I wonder what other people's styles are that they go for.
I went to Tiffany's house the one time. And literally, well, I haven't seen it in a while, but like the last time I went there, it was, her house was literally like mine. Like she had like she has a little house and all the shit all over the place. I'm like, yo, like, do I live here? Like her style is so similar to mine.
It is.
So similar.
I was there.
No, Tiffany here.
I thought you were your cousin, because I was like, your cousin's is also very similar to you.
I love that table that she has in her dining room. That big heavy-ass wooden table. Like that's
why I was like, Tiffany's is really similar. That's why I was confused. I was like, Tiffany's is just like yours. Yeah, I do like her. I did like that table a lot too.
I love a good like sturdy, heavy like table, because it's just like so classic, and it's just like, I don't know.
I like a breakfast bar. Like I definitely want to have a table. Like I love to have a table design, but I also like a good breakfast bar. Like just have that other option. I love a good breakfast bar.
I want a bigger kitchen. I want like a little coffee station.
That is a big one that we look at. Like that's a big one I look at, is like how, even if the kitchen's not huge, if it has more space than what we have currently now, like counter space, because that's I cook a lot. Like, well, not a lot. I mainly do the cooking, and I need to be able to have more roaming space, like counter space for me to do shit. Cause like my ass be like getting down in the kitchen, and then I'm like, I ran out of counter space. So I'm like putting shit over here, putting stuff up here, balancing trays on the fucking sink. I get wild. So, but it is now time for song of the week. Do you have your song?
I do. I was just gonna give it to Chunk, No Captain Chunk, for their first song release after fucking 6 years. So the song's called Bitter, and it's Chunk, No Captain Chunk. They have a music video that just came out like last week or whatever, but it's really, It's really cute, and it's like about fucking time they come out with new music. I think their album drops July 30th because it's Kevin's birthday. And Kevin's like, oh god, that's so sick because it's on my birthday. I'm like, cool, we'll celebrate both.
So I went opposite of you, as usual, per the usual. I went real old school. I picked Elton John, Your Song. That is, I'm a big Elton John fan, but this is probably, if not my favorite song by him. And the voice they did in the in the battle auditions, they had two people battle and do the song, and it was a beautiful rendition of it. And so I just have been like really listening to my boy Elton. And so I just think everyone should always listen to this song because it's a fucking beautiful song.
Honestly, 100% did not know that was Elton John. Because I just heard it on Moulin Rouge because they sing that song. I was never much of an Elton John girl. Like, I never, not that I hate Elton John, it's just like, that's not something that I would listen to. But Your Song is cute. I don't know if I've ever heard his version. I think I should listen to it, but it's a cute song. Like, that song is really cute.
You know what? I'm going to call my mom and tell her that you didn't know that. And so when your points that you always get with my mom are going to go down like by a few points because she loves Elton John. And that was my first ever concert when I was like 2 or 3. She took me to see Elton John.
That is one thing. Like, I listened to all the other things that I'm sure she, well, not all the things, but like, you know.
I'm tattling on you. I'm tattling.
Don't tell your mom.
I'm going to tell her. Be like, Ashley didn't know this was Elton John. And like, you know, because that was our song. We did Tiny Dancer, which was Elton John. And that was my mother and I's song. We danced to it at my wedding. But if you guys have not already, like, subscribe, follow, leave a review, comment on what you want to hear. We do have some surprises that we're planning on doing in the upcoming months. Some planning action. So we do want to hear more from you guys about you, what you want to see from us or hear. I always get that one. I just used to saying see. But with that, this has been another wonderful episode with all of you wonderful people of Side.
Goodbye.
I thought you were going to do a long bye, so I wasn't expecting you to just be like, goodbye. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.